We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox, first game after the deadline and their first game in the month of August, which has been a tricky month for them over the recent years.
I'll say.
They will go up against Alex Cora and Alex Bregman's former team, the Houston Astros. They come to Fenway tonight. Now, the game's on Apple TV Plus. So if you want to, if you don't have that, WEEI's got you covered. That's right.
They got you.
Rather than fumbling around looking for it on Apple Plus, you can listen to it right here. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame here on WEEI. Cooper Criswell will get the start for the Sox opposite Hunter Brown, who's 9-5 with a 2.54 ERA for the Stros.
Yeah, I already bet the over on his strikeouts. I did that this morning. I bet the over on his strikeouts. By the way, you mentioned their struggles in August.
Yeah.
It's August 1st today.
It is.
The Red Sox have not had a winning record in August since 2019. They were 14-13 that year.
Yeah, barely.
I don't know if I want to blame him, meaning Cora, for 2020. He wasn't around, although that's kind of his fault.
That is on him.
2021, they were 12-16. They actually made the playoffs that year, went to the ALCS.
Yeah.
2022, same, 12-16. They were 13-15 in 2023, and again, 13-15 last year in 2024. So
outlook not great.
Not looking good for the pouty Red Sox and their manager.
The IRS finally caught up with Grab Bag.
Is that new?
The Sportsbook Rhode Island Rich Keefe pick of the week is in.
Oh.
Astros money line.
Yep.
Hunter Brown to go six innings.
Oh, six innings.
Now going over outs.
Oh, okay.
17.
Got it.
And a half outs.
Yeah.
I think it is. And because it's against his former team for the first time, give me Alex Bregman over 1.5 total bases.
What's the juice on that?
Plus 609.
Nice.
That kind of rings out true, doesn't it?
609.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like that one. You like that one?
Real good.
Okay.
Strong.
Grab Bag. When he's kissing
you. Hall of Fame game last night. The first NFL game of the season. The LA Chargers blew out the Lions 34-7 behind Trey Lance. 13 of 20, 120 yards, 2 touchdown passes. I was shocked.
He looked good. Trey Lance looked good, Keith. How much of this did you watch in all honesty?
Not a lot, although when I heard DJ Ogulele came into the game, I spit my beer out because I was like, that's one of the worst college players I've ever seen in my life. I was even in a camp.
How many different schools did he play at? It was Clemson.
3.
It was Oregon State.
Florida State.
Oh, did he end at Florida State?
I think he started at Clemson, ended at Florida State.
He was like
an Oregon State in between.
The number one prospect in the country.
And every time he started, he was horrible.
Yeah, he was really
a bad player.
So how much of it did you watch?
Not much.
Okay, so I watched the first drive. I watched Trey Lance. I'm like, I want to see Amari and Hampton. I want to see what he's doing out there. He wasn't out there for the Chargers' second drive, so I shut it off. But you know what I saw, and I don't think this is anywhere else in Grab Bag, if it is my mistake.
Oh, go ahead, please.
You see your robo-refs last night?
Those robo refs.
Yeah, spotting the football. For the down and distance, they did like almost like the tennis Hawkeye technology.
Finally.
And so, it was pretty quick.
Was it good?
Yeah, it seemed pretty good.
You liked it a little bit.
Yeah.
What are we going to do tomorrow night, Blaine?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the
grab bag.
Mikal Bridges signed an extension with the Knicks.
This annoyed me.
4 years, $150 million.
This annoyed me, and it has nothing to do with how much he's getting overpaid.
Okay. I was like, they don't know what the f*** they're doing. I'm
like, Shams, Shams, could you sit out? He did this like right in the middle. It was like 5:55.
You're like, not now, dude.
It was like, hey, Shams, we're trying to figure out if Joe Ryan's actually been traded or not. Could you butt out for a minute? Like, wait like 6 minutes.
Couldn't do it.
Wait a half an hour.
You couldn't do it.
If you could just, you know, take a moment, take a beat. We're trying to stick with baseball news here, Shams. Get out of my face.
I know. That was tough. That was tough to watch.
I'm a genie in a grab bag. Baby, come on and let me out.
This weekend, it is SummerSlam.
Oh.
Summer two-night affair from MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Tomorrow night, night one. Here are the matches, Jones.
Okay.
Tell me how you feel about these.
All right.
The champion, Tiffany Stratton, taking on Jade Cargill.
Oh, I like that.
The wife of Brandon Phillips.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, she's Brandon jacked. Phillips?
That dude, BP. Brandon Phillips, former baseball player, is
briefly on the Red Sox.
Correct. Married to Jade Cargill, nice. Who's like jacked. Randy Orton and Jelly Roll.
Oh, Jelly
Roll. Versus Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul.
Oh, I think I got Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul.
I don't know how Jelly Roll's going to do.
I'm a little concerned
about how Jelly Roll's going to do in this, but hey.
What state is this in?
This
how to get certified. Oh, yeah, you said that. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
In Jersey.
Okay,
the World Heavyweight Champion Gunther versus CM Punk.
Okay.
Women's Tag Team title.
Yeah.
The Judgment Day, Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez versus Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
Oh.
Roman Reigns and Jey Uso versus Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed with Paul Heyman.
Oh.
And then Sami Zayn versus Karrion Kross in a singles match where, here's the stipulation.
Yep.
If Kross wins, Zayn has to say the words, Kross was right.
Oh.
If Zayn wins, Kross must say, I was wrong about Zayn.
Oh, man, I should have had those stakes on Breslow at the deadline. That's why I should have.
We should start doing stipulation takes.
We should.
That's what we got to do.
You want to get in on Christian Yelich and the Home Run Derby? Maybe we can test some
There's the take stipulation.
Stakes for that.
Night two.
Night two, John.
Stop. There's still six more matches. Undisputed WWE Championship. It's a street fight.
Oh.
John Cena, the champion, versus Cody Rhodes.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this one.
Triple threat match for the women's world title. Naomi, who's your current champion, versus Rhea Ripley and Io Sky.
Okay.
A no disqualification, no countout, last chance match for the women's intercontinental champion, Becky Lynch versus Lyla Valkyria. If Lynch wins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a stipulation.
Yeah.
If Lynch wins, Valkyria can no longer challenge for the title for as long as Lynch is the champion.
Okay.
Solo Sikoa, the champion.
They should do that more. I already beat you.
Yeah, right. I'm not fighting you again.
I'm not fighting you again.
I'm done with that. For the WWE U.S. title, Solo Sikoa versus Jacob Fatu in a steel cage match.
Nice.
A singles match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship, Dominic Mysterio versus AJ Styles. And finally, Jones, a six-pack tables, ladders, and chairs match for the WWE Tag Team Championship. The Wyatt Six, which are the current champions, versus Andrade and Rey Fénix, DIY, Fraxium, Motor City Machine Guns, and the Street Profits.
Wow.
How much of this are you going to watch?
That's quite a match. Probably none of it.
Okay.
I do like this suggestion, though.
It's going to be pretty good.
From Dice on the text line. He says, Jelly Roll, early nomination for Haas of next week.
Oh, if he wins.
If he
wins
his
match.
Let's put a stipulation
on it. All
right,
if he wins.
Let's go full wrestling. Put a stipulation
Jelly Roll.
On it. You win.
Great.
You're Haas of the week next week, Jelly Roll.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Blah, blah. 93.7. Jones and Keith grab back. Jones and Keith grab back.
All right, a couple of movie items here. One, I saw the movie Together. I mentioned that with Greg yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Alison Brie, Dave Franco. It's a body horror. 91% currently on Roddy T's.
Wow.
By the critics. The critics really like it. I would say it was good. I thought it was good. If you like that kind of horror, I think that turns off a lot of people. Like The Substance.
I was just going to say.
See the Demi Moore movie well, Substance?
No, but I'm aware of it. So
it's
in that vein, though.
Yeah,
you thought
yeah,
about
yeah.
watching it.
No, not even. I think it when it's out streaming, I think it'd be worth a rip. And speaking of streaming, Final Destination Bloodline.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which has gotten rave reviews. Some are calling it the best Final Destination movie. It is going to be on HBO Max starting today or tonight. So that'll be some weekend viewing for the people out there.
Nice.
In theaters this weekend, The Naked Gun. They're bringing it back. Liam Neeson. I also saw, and I don't know if I got on Twitter, Liam Neeson and his co-star Pamela Anderson. Are they an item now?
Oh.
Or was that just a bad tweet?
They're a
thing? I don't know. It might be.
Oh.
It looks pretty good, though. You like the Naked Gun movies?
I do. I don't know that I'm going to watch this one.
I don't think OJ's in this one.
No, I'll have to double check.
Posthumous.
Yeah, I don't think he's watching it.
No, probably not.
No.
Maybe he's watching it from, or he's looking up.
He's looking up and watching it, for sure.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly.
He's looking up at the success of The Naked Gun.
Grab bag.
Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Yes, but.
Yes, but.
Probably not by Monday.
No.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Jones, do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, Giants didn't play yesterday, so it remains the same. They are not a playoff team. He has single-handedly sunk the team. They have the worst record in baseball since the trade and the worst offense.
This is not going to be as fun to update every day now that the Red Sox did diddly squat at the trade deadline.
Also true.
It's much less fun, but they are they are now sub 500, 54-55 on the year.
Not great.
Grab bag.
This just into the news desk. The 2027 Major League Baseball All-Star Game has a host city and stadium.
Boston and Fenway Park.
Second oldest. Mm. Not the oldest, the second oldest. It's going to be Wrigley Field in 2027.
That's
you like
fun.
That?
Yeah.
You like it in Wrigley?
I like that.
Yeah.
You ever been?
I have.
I have not.
Brag. I have been to a game in Wrigley. Great little outside area there. And yeah, that's cool. I have no problem with that.
All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in
grab bag.
You want some betting updates as it relates to futures after the baseball trade deadline?
Oh, boy.
The San Diego Padres entered Thursday's deadline with a plus 3,500 odds to win the World Series, and they promptly moved to plus 2,500. Not bad.
Okay. Kind of an overpay just to get to plus 2,500.
Yeah.
Like Preller, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. But then after acquiring Mason Miller and J.P. Sears from the A's, they moved to plus 1,600. Oh. And then they got Ryan O'Hearn and Ramon Laureano. And then they moved up even further. So they moved up to that. So they're now plus 1,800 to win the whole thing, plus 1,200 to win the NL pennant.
Oh, okay. So that is significant.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's a lot just to move to 2,500.
No, it was like entering the day, then it slightly moved up. Then they added like two guys and moved up.
They kept adding guys
and it moved up even more.
Wow.
Don't have the official numbers in front of me, but the Mariners took the biggest jump for the American League.
Any idea what happened to the Sox?
I think they're
still favored to make the playoffs.
Turp said this morning they're still minus 170 to make the playoffs, which is honestly
which
nuts.
Which seems a little strange to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't be.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go. Grab bag.
Good day for that one.
It was a light night across the Major League Baseball yesterday, but let's find out who the best Major League Baseball performer was from yesterday. Jones, was it Cole Young? 2-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs. Was it Ellie De La Cruz? 3-for-6, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Ozzie Albies? 4-for-6, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it George Kirby? 6 scoreless innings with 6 Ks and his 6th win.
Sign of the beast.
Mark of the beast.
Mark of the beast.
Stood out.
Yeah.
Or was it Carlos Carrasco, who grinded for a quality start? 6 innings, 3 runs, 5 Ks.
You know what? I don't think we've had Ellie De La Cruz all year.
Yeah, give it to Ellie.
Give it to Ellie.
Give it to Ellie De La Cruz.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, since we're back in our studios, I will take over random player today. I'll give Nick the day off. He can come back Monday when we're down at Gillette again for training camp. So
gotcha.
I will take over today.
You're getting bumped to Monday like Garrett Crochet.
That's fine.
Yeah. Monday or Tuesday is what they said with the Crochet. All right, we have a former Astros. The Red Sox are playing the Astros. He also played for the White Sox, Brewers, Marlins, and Rangers across a 14-year career. He was a left fielder and first baseman, it says.
Not Bergman.
Not Big Puma. Although, good player, 3-time All-Star.
This guy?
Yes, 2-time Silver Slugger. Broke into the majors, 1999. Retired after the 2012 season.
He started with the Astros?
He started with the White Sox, then went to the Brewers, went to Texas, went to Houston, where he was an All-Star for them. As well as Milwaukee, I believe.
An All-Star in Milwaukee.
Yep. And Houston. And then ended his career with Miami.
Carlos Lee.
He got it!
We've gotten the two Lees.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
A couple of Lees. Nice one.
Nice.
You can't throw a Lee past Nick.
No.
Derek and Carlos. Got them all.
Carlos Lee, Cliff Lee, Derek Lee.
Did you get a book on the
Lee Stevens,
on
Lee
Tinsley.
Lee Smith.
Lee Smith. Good one.
Yeah, sure.
Mount Rushmore Lees.
Brooks Lee.
2 homers off the Red Sox the other day.
Yeah. All right. Any other Lees?
You're out?
No, I mean, I exhausted most of the Lees, I think.
I think you did a pretty good job.
It's a lot of Lees. 2-time Silver Slugger. MVP finishes of 17, 18, and 19th place.
Real consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll sock you 25 to 32 home runs.
Oh, yeah.
358 career home runs. For
Carlos Lee or Derek Lee?
Give me Derek Lee.
Yeah, I'd take Derek Lee, too.
Derek.
It's hard to find a first baseman who's going to swipe your bags in fantasy.
And pick it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
Derek Lee would.
You'll get a ton of points for that, at least in my leagues.
Batting title, too. You won your batting title.
Oh, yeah.
3-time gold glover. Finished 3rd in the MVP that year.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hunter Pence was a good guess. I didn't think that name.
Hunter Pence, not bad.
Yeah, Hunter Pence, good
2005,
guess.
Derek Lee with 2 R's.
Yep.
He hit 335, had an OPS over 1,000, had 50 doubles, 46 bombs, 15 swipes.
I'm telling you. That's a guy.
And won the gold glove.
That's like a fantasy cheat code right there. Your first baseman's getting you 15 swipes.
How did he not win the MVP?
Pujols. What year was it?
Pujols. 05.
Yeah, well, those are great numbers now. In 05, we're like, eh.
Yeah, but Pujols only hit 41 home runs. Andrew Jones finished 2nd at 51 home runs. They were in the bag for Pujols. He had a big war, though.
Yeah.
Big war. Big juicy war.
They're voting on reputation at that point in time. Yeah.
That's crap. Derek Lee, they owe you one. He did get one first place vote, which I assume was by the Cub writer.
Well, they do. They owe Derek Lee one.
Stan Lee. Thank you, text line. Oh, great Stan. One. Stan's got
to
be.
He's got to. Has to be in there.
Stan Lee's got to be in there. Yeah.
Psycho Fan Lee from Tenacious D.
I wouldn't put Lee Harvey Oswald in there, but I would say he didn't kill the president. I know it's a lot to unpack on a Friday afternoon, but.
But like an
innocent of that.
If you were going to do like an infamous Lee Mount Rushmore.
Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, he's on there. Yeah, no, for sure. I'd put him on there too.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is the random ball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag, Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons live from Fenway Park. You got Fitzy. You got Hart. You got Ted. We'll wrap things up with the clip du jour next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.